This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, do I have a surprise for you? I want to say welcome to Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. Yes, we are continuing on with our 30-day fast. We are in week two. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of January, 2024. And we have a mighty man of God that's coming at this time to present the word of the living God. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for your faith to be stirred up. Get ready for your faith to be stirred up. Get ready. I know I'm saying it a couple of times. Get ready for your faith to be stirred up. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And at this time, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Elder Anthony Presley from Richmond, Virginia.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Blessed day that we have. We have entered into a new year. Can you believe it's 2024 already? It seemed like 2020 was just right back when. We're still trying to escape from that. We are already in 2024. We are truly in the times that the Lord, the Bible speaks about, but yet we are blessed. God has kept us, and God has kept us all the way through this year. So we just want to open up everything with praise and exaltation of the King for saving us, for keeping us, and for sustaining us up until this point. There's a word for the day. There is a word. It comes from Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we are going to just dive right in. Father God, we give you glory and praise. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for keeping us, for your strength. Speak through me. Let your words come through my lips. Let them go into good ground, that we shall receive the elevation, that we shall receive understanding, and we shall receive of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, and it is so. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, the second half of the verse says, "But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." This is a end time scripture. It is a chapter in which is one of the most prophetic chapters of the Bible. An angel came and gave Daniel a vision so heavy he fainted. And in this vision, he started experiencing things that would happen at the end time. But there's one thing in the midst of a whole lot of chaos that he's showing that will be at the end times. He says, but during that time, there's going to be an increase in miracles, signs, and wonders, essentially, is what he said. He said, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. If you know him, then there are things that are supposed to follow. What did the Bible say? The Bible says, signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. If you know your God, then something shall follow you. There should be a trail of miracles that follows your testimony. There should be something that's telling you, you know, I wouldn't have even made it this far if it was not for God. There should be a testimony behind that faith, because faith always produces something. And so here in these times, it's telling us that simply by knowing God, we'll be able to do exploits. What does it say in the faith chapter of the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6? It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. But then it goes on and says, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And I've told you before, there's a comma there, which means literally you have to believe whatever he needs to be in your life, that's who he is. If I need provision, God is my Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. Whatever it is I need, insert him there. Insert his name. That's why Jehovah means Lord my, and then there is something else that comes behind it. Jehovah Rapha, Lord my healer. So that he literally says, when you call my name, I simply am. I am. And whatever it is that you need behind that am, then that's what I am. I am that I am. And so this says, if you know who he is, comma, as long as you know who he is, the same thing that it was saying in Daniel. It said the people that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. Here in these last and evil days, God says, I'm protecting my people. I'm going to make sure that as long those of us that have faith to just make it on through, even when things seem chaotic, where there are miracles that are happening literally every day of your life, watching over you, angels watching over you. I remember that I was in a place where I was had a really, really bad financial situation. And in the midst of my financial situation, I was playing keyboard for three different churches under one pastor. And that pastor started going through his own financial situation. Long story short, he hadn't paid me for probably over a month at one point. I didn't ask any questions. I just kept on driving around and doing the whatever God said that he whatever I could to be a blessing to the kingdom. That's what I was doing. Some of these churches that he had were over an hour away, and we would drive up and down the highway. Didn't matter. This was my Sundays and some of my Wednesdays. Wednesdays I kind of stayed in town. But I put all those miles on my car just for ministry. Didn't care whether I was being paid or not. And I remember one time he hadn't paid me for a while, so the board was meeting, or there was a meeting of the people in the finance office, and I was in the meeting for some reason. And I asked, I said, is everything okay? And they said, well, we haven't paid our rent yet. And I took my mortgage money. It didn't even have a question about it. And I paid the church's rent instead of paying my mortgage. Now, why did I do something like that? Because I wanted to challenge God. You understand that the Bible, there's one area in the Bible that it actually says, prove him, and it's talking about his finances. And it really has nothing to do with your finances because God don't need them. What it has to do with is what area of faith can I stretch you at that I know that it actually hurts. Something that actually, you have to feel something, something that actually requires faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And one of those easy areas, especially in our culture, is to hit us in the finances. And so sometimes God will stretch you. So I simply said, took my mortgage money, paid the churches whatever their deficit was. Now, long story short, I don't remember what happened to the mortgage. I know it's fine. I know it got paid. I believe it got paid on time. Continuing, but God then continued to bless me in ways that didn't make sense. Now, let me explain. I had sacrificed, for example, my car. My car had I think it was 300,000 miles on a Toyota Solara. And I remember I said, God, I don't know if you want me to keep riding this thing forever, but I wouldn't mind a new car. And right after I prayed that prayer, I went to a CarMax to see how much they would give me for my car. They offered me $1,500. I said, I'll keep my car for that. I don't need it. That $1,500 that bad. I drove off the lot. Within a week, somebody hit me in the back. Minor fender bender, didn't hurt anybody. Just bumped it enough to where the insurance company said the car was totaled. And they gave me a check for almost $9,000. Right after I prayed and simply said, God, I have sacrificed this car for you. I just operated in faith. Will you bless me with a new car? Then God goes in and he puts in my spirit, he says, get something nice. Now, I tried to have wisdom instead of faith. I went and bought something cheap, trying to say, I don't want a car note. God broke it within a month, and then said again, I told you, get something nice. I said, okay, I'm going to do what you said this time. But then he decided to make it a little harder and challenge me. My bank somehow made a mistake, and my credit report said that I hadn't paid my mortgage in a year. My credit score went from where it normally is down to the 500s, and that was the moment that I needed a new car. What do? I just prayed and sowed a seed. God then had me get three phone calls at the same time. One was from some foreign nationals that owned a dealership in the area, and they simply said, we heard your name, we heard you're good people, we would love to do any sort of business with you, and here, you can get anything you'd like from our lot at our rate. And I said, you don't have anything on the lot that I'm interested in. I want a BMW. They gave me their password. They said, log into the dealer auction and just buy anything you want in our name. This phone call came to me. I didn't even know these people. Then the bank calls me, and the bank says, it's something crazy, Customer Appreciation Day or something. I don't remember. I said, well, while you're on the phone, I need a new car, but I have a credit issue with something going on with my credit report. And they ran my credit report. They said, Mr. Presley, we don't see anything that you're talking about. Your credit score is an 803. I said, okay. Then I found the exact car that I wanted, and it happened to be a Holiday, and I was the only one to bid on it, and bought it directly from East Germany, wherever BMW is situated. Ended up getting an $80,000 car with only 20,000 miles on it for 30 grand. God turned that thing around just like that, simply because I asked and I moved in faith. I said, I literally trust in you, and when I don't have what I need, I'll put it back in your hands just to prove you, so that you can prove what it is that you say you're going to do. And then God shows actual miracles that will happen based on do you believe. That's just an easy area for us to figure out a way to get God to move on, because it's finances, and we always have something going on with finances. But what if it's a little bit tougher than that? Because finances isn't everything. What about when it's sickness in your body? What about when it's something in your mind? What about when it's depression or oppression or whatever your situation is? You can get to a place where you simply know who God is in that area. If you have some issue with healing, then your mind and everything around you should be surrounded with healing. You should have on YouTube, sometimes we'll play at night, turn a YouTube TV on and just let us sleep to things that just are healing scriptures. They will have 12 hours of healing scriptures, or somebody will just read to you every scripture in the Bible with some soft music and some healing. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you just keep hearing it in your ear gate, at some point there's an area in your heart that may be doubted that's no longer going to have room for doubt. It's just going to believe. The Bible simply says if you know him, then you're going to do great exploits. There's nothing that will be held from you if we simply just get to a place where we know him and believe that he is who he says that he is. I saw a set of twins the other day, and I was commenting on them. I said, I know it's difficult for you because everybody says that you're always identical. Nobody can tell you apart. But I grew up with sisters who were twins. And I can tell you from experience, somebody who knows them, they don't even seem like the same person to me. I remember being young and having my door closed, and one of them walked past my door, and I could tell you with 100% certainty which twin it was that walked past my door, because she walked different than the other twin. I could hear the walk. God says, I want you to be in a place where you know me. When I show up and another voice shows up, you know which one is mine. When I come and I encourage you, I want to be able to tell you, daughter, you are healed. Matter of fact, it's in your lips. All I need you to do is praise me right now, and I'm going to clean up every blood cell you were concerned about. I'm going to speak over your family line. I'm going to speak to those issues and those people that you were worried about and answer prayers. See, God says, I want to whisper in your ear. I just need you to know me and know me enough to believe in what I'll do, what it is that I said that I would do. God always performs his word. We just simply have to get to a place where we believe. And whenever I'm struggling, I always move in the area that I'm struggling. I move in that direction. Oh, I'm having financial issues. I'm going to do something like I told you. I'm going to go find a way to bless somebody and bless ministry, because I understand putting it back in God's hands causes him to have to prove to me that he's still a provider. Let's take that same energy and use that in the areas in which we are praying about. God, I am tired of being on this job. I feel like I'm supposed to have more free time. I feel like I'm supposed to own a business. God, I'm tired of my child being wayward. I want my child to be saved. I want them to make it in with you. God, I'm tired of dealing with these diabetes. You said by your stripes I am healed. I call you who you are. You are Jehovah Rapha, my healer, Lord, my healer, and I claim my healing because you said by his stripes we are healed. And when you hear it enough and it gets deep down in your Spirit, you simply will start to know God in that area like you did not know him before. And it will activate something in the miraculous that causes him to bring a miracle your way. He brought some foreign nationals that I never heard of on the day that I had bad credit and the bank and had them all call me just so he could give me an $80,000 car for $30,000. That's something simple. How much more does God want to heal your body or save the people that you've been praying on? Just get to a place where we believe. Get to a place where that we surround ourselves with nothing but that same thing, those same scriptures, until it gets to a place where you wake up speaking those scriptures and watch what happens. You will see something happen in the miraculous in your life. The people that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. Somebody lift your hands, open your mouths, and just praise the Lord with me, even right now. Thank you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you're worthy. God, you're worthy. God, I thank you. God, you're worthy. Worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Sister Jones, I'm going to go ahead and give it back to you. God bless everybody.
Praise the Lord. But before you go, Elder, I'm going to call you Pastor, like they should be calling you Pastor Presley. Elder Presley, will you just pray over us, over the saints that's on this prayer line? And I know you're probably saying, why can they hear us? Why you couldn't hear them? Because we're muted because of the podcast. But
yes,
I know they're rejoicing in their homes. But I want you to pray, I pray. And whatever you pray, just allow God to use you so you can pray over the people of God.
Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord even now with the Spirit, while the Spirit here is moving. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we worship you. I speak that this is good seed into good ground, that it shall land in good ground, shall take root, and that there shall be miracles that occur, even not just from the word, but from, you said, some water, some plant, but you bring the increase. Lord, go out to those places where the saints have been praying. Go out to those loved ones. Go out to those limbs. Go out to those situations. Everything that the saints have been on their knees about, be about those things, Lord. Even here this year, you said this year was the year of open door. I speak miracles even now, that the blessings of heaven are flowing down. They're flowing down over everybody under the sound of my voice. Lord, God, we just thank you. God, we worship you. God, we exalt you. You said that our prayers go up as sweet incense in your nostrils. Well, Lord, we praise you, God. Let our prayer be a sweet smell, a savory smell unto you. And Father God, I speak even now that with the increase of faith, we shall see the exploits. We shall hear the miracles. And people will be calling in, even as this week goes on this same prayer line and testifying of miracles that have occurred because of faith that is sparked and belief that is spoken. Even now on this day, I speak it and I declare it over your lives, even now in Jesus' name. And it is so. God bless.
Did you enjoy that mighty word? Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Yes, yes, yes. Proving God. Showing forth your faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can pray for, think about, dream about, imagine. Oh, whatever, even what you ask for, God goes way beyond because he wants to show the world that he is God and that he takes pleasure in blessing his children. We want to thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Podcast. I am your host, Lolita Jones. I ask you to follow us on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries, LCM on Facebook, and also on pray.com. Mm-hmm. Yes, pray.com, Life Changers Ministries on pray.com. And you can visit us on our website, lolitajoneslive.com, L-O-L-I-T-A-J-O-N-E-S-L-I-V-E.com. www.thebrightlight.com. And until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our morning prayer, tomorrow we will be praying for the public school system. Yes, yes, yes. Join us right on our conference call line. I'm trying to find the number at this time, but we ask you to join us in on our prayer line, 6 a.m. every morning, Monday through Friday. Right at Eastern Standard Time. Yes, it is Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 267-807-9601. Again, the number is 267-807-9601. And our code is 543-530#. The code is 543-530#. We would love to have you to join us in prayer at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. We have prayer, our corporate prayer leaders that will be going forward on Monday mornings. It's a corporate prayer Tuesday through Friday. We are praying specific things because we serve a God. When he hears the cries of his people, and I know he knows the intent of our heart, but we pray intentionally. So tomorrow is when it comes to the public school system. Then on Thursday, we'll be praying for all the young adults, all the young adults. If you consider yourself a young adult, join us on the prayer line. And then on Friday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be praying for the seed of the righteous. We thank God for you, and I ask you to join us tomorrow evening on that same number with that same code at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because the speaker that you heard today, Elder Anthony Presley, he will be returning on tomorrow to give us what thus saith the Lord, and he loves to help stir our faith. Hallelujah. Help stir our faith. And then on Thursday evening, we have the prophetess Glenda Hardy Griffin. So join us. Make plans to join us. We thank God for each and every one of you. And until the next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.